during the summer, I quit picking lemons. I came out here looking for a job. That was 32. Came out here looking for a job.
Which part of LA?
Oh, I landed in the, near Chinatown.
And all the time while you were in San Dimas, you associated mostly with Filipinos.
Filipinos, Mexicans, and Caucasians.
Was
Whatever I mixed up, whatever I made friends with in high school in San Dimas, because there's a lot of Mexican people there.
Mexican,
a lot of Caucasians. The Caucasians are the middle class people. They were the ones that owned the farms, and the Mexicans and myself and
did you get along?
Other workers. I had to get along. If I did.
Were there any fights, say, between any one ethnic group?
With myself?
Or did you witness any?
I had a fight with Caucasians, mostly.
Really? Why? Who provoked you?
Oh, they were picking on me.
Because
I was the only Chinese in that school.
Oh.
I was the principal told me, you know that you're the first Chinese that ever registered at this school. And I'm a strange-looking fellow there, I guess. Yeah. So they picked on me.
Filipinos.
Oh, they have Filipinos there, too.
Should sort of look mildly alike.
Yeah, I guess I didn't look that much alike. Anyway, I had about two fights there. The Caucasian.
Did you win?
Oh, I'm a dirty fighter.
Oh.
Oh, I haven't lost one yet. No, I haven't.
And then they stopped bothering
you. No, they were picking
on
me. I wasn't picking on them.
Right, I'm sure.
So they started a fight with me in the bus. And there were too many Caucasians around, so I didn't say anything. So the next day, I caught him by himself in the back of the gym, and then I...
You gave it to him, huh?
Yeah. Well, you see, being Chinese, at that time anyway, I'm considered unusually large for Chinese.
Yeah.
Of course, I stand out even among the Caucasians, and most of the Caucasians see most of the Chinese and the Japanese, they're all smaller.
Yeah.
And I imagine because my stature must be derived from my father's side of the family, so I'm just guessing, you know. He must be.
I think your father might be from the north or from Shanghai area.
So I came out here and I got a job as a school boy. You know what a school boy is? Well, schoolboy is a glamorized name for a young janitor of a family residence.
Like a butler, sort of, butler.
Oh, no, much lower than a butler.
A
maid? We're the chief bottle and lavatory and yard man and houseman, babysitter, cook, dishwasher, But, I mean, we get to live in the house, you know.
Yeah.
A nice house with our own room, and we get to go to schools. That's why they call them school boys.
But you were kind of old at that time, aren't you?
I was, what do you mean old?
I mean, that sounds like...
Finish school until I was, high school until I was 20.
Ah, I see.
So
you
know,
you were 17 at that time, I think.
I was 20, I remember.
Okay, so you started in 32 at the age of 17 to do that and stay with the same family.
Yeah, I remember I was 20 because I graduated in summertime, and I recall, geez, right on my birthday, I was 20. Yeah, that's right, I was 20 years old. Either 20 or 19, because I thought that was pretty bad and pretty dumb, but then after I meet a couple, I know one fellow that did graduate, he was 21, so I didn't feel so bad. The reason it took me so long is because I was almost a year or so out because of my rheumatic fever.
Yeah.
And running back and forth trying to make a living at the same time.
You were living by yourself in, you were living at this American
family. Oh, yes, it's Caucasian
family.
House out near Fuller and Beverly.
Where?
Fuller and Beverly.
I don't know where Fuller is.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Well, near La Brea and Beverly Boulevard, that general area.
Uh-huh. Were they involved in the entertainment?
Oh, no. I was involved in that later. But the
family.
He was a stockbroker. Having a hard time making a living.
I'm sure.
And I got the magnificent sum of $1.50 a week. Well, I have my room and board, you gotta...
Yes.
And going to high school, there's not much material to buy.
$1.50 a week. Now, let's see, how much bread like cost? Only 3 cents a loaf.
No, I got my room and board from that. I have my own little room.
Right, in other words, I was trying to compare your salary to that of the standard of living as to how much things cost.
Which standard of living? At my time? At that time?
Yeah, at that time.
At that time, you could get a complete dinner for 15 cents.
Oh,
an
yeah.
eight-course dinner.
$1.50 was a lot.
Oh, it wasn't a lot. I think the average salary...
That's 10 dinners.
No, I was getting my dinner.
Yeah, you were getting your dinner. So you
I think the average salary at that time was about $12
a week. $12 a week. That's for a full grown-up person.
Grown-up,
right?
Full-time job.
Full-time job, right. And you were really doing it part-time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might say.
I see. What sort of things did Chinese people do at that time? What kind of work was yours typical?
Oh, they had...
young men?
They had good jobs. They had gambling, laundry, restaurant, import-export. They have to be in their own business.
You're talking about these self-employed people, right?
Well, I'm talking at that time the Chinese community and the Chinese per se, right, regardless whether they're American-born or whether they're from the old country.
Right, they...
The only opportunities open to them, like I say, is the restaurant, gambling, laundry business. In other words, they have to go into a self-employed business.
Import-export.
Oh yeah, there are some jobs that very few, there's very few Chinese teachers. I think at that time, there's only one Chinese teacher that I know of at that time. And I think she got in through political pull. I forgot what her name is. I think she's still living. She must be in her 70s or 80s.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
you mean most of the jobs, what are considered now white collar, average income jobs,
yeah,
were not
Chinese,
open,
no, not open
to Chinese. How about factories?
The fruit stand business, you know, produce business.
Oh yes, produce. Yeah. What about blue collar, like assembly line stuff?
Very little.
Or maybe Chinese were not interested.
Oh, they're interested. Well, to give you an idea, at that time when we go to a theater, we have to sit in the balcony.
You have to.
We call it Hakwei Tianhong.
Why?
Well, that's
heaven of the black?
Well, that's where all the niggers go. Between the niggers and us, Orientals up the balcony. They did that to be important.
Oh, not in L.A.
Oh, they do that in L.A. too.
Oh,
yeah, but they quit that. I remember I was down here and they sent us up there, but that didn't last too long.
When did that stop?
I don't know, because... I only did it once, but I don't remember which theater, whether it was the L.A. theater or which one. And talking about that, see, we're entering the area of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a child in Portland, I never noticed any difference. No races. I know Chinese are Chinese, I know blacks are blacks. I know we're different.
Mm-hmm.
As far as racial prejudice is concerned, I had absolutely no experience until one time, I was around 11 or 12 years old, a Caucasian girl that lived next door to me asked me to go swimming. And in Portland, the pools only open in the summertime for a month. It doesn't get too hot. But this was during the spring, so there was an indoor swimming pool down a couple of blocks. So she asked me to go swimming. I said, okay, let's go swimming. So we go down to this swimming emporium. And we went there to get the money, and the fella pointed at me and said, you can't go in. I said, why? He said, never mind, you just can't go in. Then I finally realized, then I had my experienced with racial prejudice. And from then on, I became bigoted. You know, you know, bigotry is actually a hatred in a person. So that was my first experience with prejudice, and that's when I started to become prejudicial myself.
Against what?
Against everybody that isn't of my color.
But you were mistreated or rejected by whites.
That's right.
How come you come to, how did you?
You mean how I handled it?
No. Why did you generalize that kind of feeling of prejudice onto other ethnic groups who do not treat you badly?
Well, I became prejudiced because I felt that I became bigoted. And like I said before, as a defense mechanism, it's only human nature for us to try and be prejudiced against other groups that we feel are inferior to us anyway. So that is what I'm talking about. And of course, I shouldn't generalize that much about it. And the other prejudice is because we look for it. We look for faults in other people. Because when I first became prejudiced, I didn't know there was any fault.
Did you experience any other kinds of discrimination other than being sent up to the balcony in Los Angeles?
Well, very...
For housing.
Oh, housing. Oh, yes. I remembered when I finished high school here. I say that...
Which high school did you go to?
Fairfax.
When did you graduate?
I think it was 1935. I'm just either 35 or 36. And I decided to go to junior college, which is 2-year college. I didn't feel I had enough money to go to a 4-year college. So I matriculated at junior college here. And I had to pay them a $25 non-residence fee. Well, so I asked him what that is. He says, well, he said, you're under 21, so you're a non-resident. You got to pay us a $25 fee for each semester. So I thought, well, if I have to pay them $25, I might as well go to a full 4-year university. So I went and matriculated at UCLA, which was a big mistake.
Why?
Because it cost me, 40 to 50 cents a day to commute on the bus.
Oh.
You know.
But it was a better school.
Yes, but commuting that long and costing me $25, and it cost me an extra 50 cents a day. You know, that's $15, $16 a month. And I wasn't making that kind of money. Because when I had that house job, I was working at nights at nightclub as a pearl diver. A pearl diver is a dishwasher.
Oh, excuse me.
You know, that's what they call it.
Oh, I see.
That was a Copacabana on Vine Street.
How much were you making?
I was getting 15 cents an hour. I was getting some extra food, you know. So this was after I finished my house. I was around 6 or 7, and I go there. And from 8 to 10, you know, 2 hours. That's all they could
think.
Yeah.
7 days a week or 6 days a week?
Oh no, I only go that towards the end of the week.
Also weekends?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays.
Because
they can't afford a full-time dishwasher.
Another additional $1.50.
Well, big money. And so I wasn't making enough to go to use a full university and pay $100 for the books. You know, I took up engineering, which was a mistake because I only had 2 years of math, and I should have had 3 years of math in high school. And it isn't so much of the schoolwork, it's the financial condition that I couldn't continue.
Okay.
So after a semester, I had to leave, because I ran out of money. Because just buying the books alone, I ran out of money.
Was UCLA located
where it is now?
Vermont? Oh, I see.
Where it is now. In those days, they had, I think, 3 buildings. four buildings. Have you been to UCLA?
I graduated.
Well, you know how far each building is from the other?
I don't know which buildings were existing.
When I went there, they didn't have any streets. You went there, they had streets, and you had a bicycle. I couldn't afford a bicycle. I couldn't even afford a roller skate. You know how long it takes, if, you know, in this murder.
I thought buses would only cost like a nickel per ride.
Yeah, well, those it already cost me 40 to 50 cents a day. You're talking about now they got these little buses commuting from
one? Well, now it costs maybe 80 cents round trip or something like that.
From where?
I don't know from where I live, or even less than that.
Where did you live?
I lived in West LA, and
oh,
I bought bus
close.
Cars. And
yeah, well, they had those weekly passes.
Yeah.
That still cost me 40 cents a day. See, from La Brea and Beverly to UCLA is roughly about 5 or 6 miles.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do after you quit UCLA? When did you get into UCLA?
35 through 36.
Okay. Semester system, right?
Yeah, one semester.
So what did you do after that?
I decided I didn't have enough money to go through college. So I decided I better go get a steady job, you know, that pays me well. And, of course, housework's the only thing I knew. I'm using gardening work. And the first full-time job I got paid me $40 a month.
I was doing what?
Well, housework, same thing that I was doing. Of course, I graduated, I became a butler.
End tape.